Technology changed everything about how we watch movies.
Film historian Lois Clark has written a new book about the history of film technology. She agreed to talk with us about how technology has changed the film industry and the lives of the people who work in it. What do you consider the most important change in the 20th century?
Without a doubt, the introduction of full-length talkies in 1927. Before then, audiences would watch silent films. In these films, they could see the actors' lips moving, but they couldn't hear any words. Dialogue cards appeared on the screen after the lines were spoken.
So, theaters were totally silent back then?
Actually, most theaters hired musicians who sat below the screen and played music that matched the mood of each scene. Fast, loud music during the action, and slow, soft music for romantic scenes. The film The Jazz Singer changed all that. It featured the first words ever spoken in a film. "Wait a minute, wait a minute, you ain't heard nothing yet." Audiences were astonished.
Wow, that must have really been a game changer.
Totally. Only 2 years later, almost all Hollywood films were talkies. Not only did this change the way we watch movies, but it also had a major impact on the industry. Some stars, like Joan Crawford and Laurel and Hardy, made successful transitions from the silent era to the talkies. But for others, the introduction of sound was disastrous. Some of these actors couldn't adapt well to expressing themselves with words instead of facial expressions and motions. Others struggled because of their voices. Raymond Griffith had been a famous actor during the silent era. However, he had lost his voice when he was young and could only speak quietly. When the talkies took over, Griffith's career as an actor came to an end, and he is almost completely forgotten today.
Aside from the introduction of sound, what else most changed movies?
The biggest visual innovation has been the development of CGI, computer-generated imagery.
How so?
Before, what audiences saw was in some way real. For example, films advertised as having a cast of thousands really had thousands of extras. The 1982 movie Gandhi holds the record for using more than 300,000 extras in the funeral scene shot in Delhi. Today, it would be inconceivable to use so many people. Even in 2000, Gladiator was using CGI instead of extras. The crowd in the fight scenes included more than 30,000 CGI spectators instead of real people.
What changes can we expect in the future?
Who knows? 100 years ago, few people could imagine hearing actors' voices in a film. Since then, there have been a lot of successes and failures. Drones have completely changed the way aerial shots are filmed. 3D movies, on the other hand, have never really become as popular as expected, despite the early success of Avatar. They are just too expensive for film studios to make, and many viewers don't enjoy wearing 3D glasses. Nowadays, everyone is wondering if virtual reality can be the next big thing. I'm sure in the future there will be ways to experience films that we can't even imagine right now. All I know is that it's exciting to think about what the next breakthrough will be and how it could change movies forever.